The Osgood Files, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood. PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, something we associate with combat, right? But it turns out there are people who suffer the symptoms who've never been anywhere near a battlefield. More after this from Charlie. We've all heard the stories of soldiers who survive combat only to come home and have to battle PTSD, nightmares, panic attacks, mental replays of the event. They can't sleep. They snap at loved ones. They lose it at work. The same thing can also happen to victims of disasters, sexual assaults, automobile accidents. But now, look at the case of Peter Cornelis. His PTSD has nothing to do with violence.
You're always worried about having it happen again.
Peter is one of the 800,000 people each year who suffer a stroke. In his case, six strokes, which required brain surgery.
So it's fear, it's anxiety, it's stressful.
And according to a study by the Columbia University Medical Center, it happens to one in four stroke survivors. Within the first year, they show the same kinds of symptoms as people in combat. Dr. Ian Cronish did the research.
Patients have a lot of what they call re-experiencing of the event, which are things like having nightmares or just having lots of thoughts about having had the stroke that they don't really want to be having.
And he wants to spread the word about this to stroke patients and their families because they may think, well, the operation was a success, I'm out of the woods, only to find that the brain still needs more time to heal.
If they're having a lot of trouble coping with the stroke for any type of reason, that they should bring it to the attention of their doctor.
It's been tough for Peter. He still has trouble talking and trouble remembering things, but the treatment has helped, and so has his new hobby. He's taken up painting.
Life does get better, even with symptoms like the PTSD.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.